Blog Talk Radio.
World, you just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, especially those who have been faithful and listening to this broadcast for the entire year. We have had some awesome, fantabulous guests on this year. And this was our seventh year. We're going into our eighth year for the broadcast. Over 10,000 in listenership. I've interviewed over 200 close to around 270 people, and non-celebrities and celebrities, kids and old people, and everyone in between. So I just want to thank everybody for your support throughout this entire year. This is our holiday show. We are talking still about making dreams come true, and we want to encourage you, Diamonds in the Rough, and I want to encourage you just to continue on and push towards your dream. Now, I would be remiss if I did not start with the scriptures. I told you last time to read Jeremiah 29:11. So I'm going to read that. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We have to hope for something. There's got to be some motivation for us to continue on, to push through the daily trials or tribulations that may come our way. And, you know, it makes the heart sick when you don't have a dream, when you don't have something that you're working and striving towards. And so I want to encourage you that if you don't have a dream, get one. Get one before 2018 comes in. I'm sure there's something deep down within you. If you search, if you let your dreams go, I'm certain there is something in you that you long for and that you have desired for many, many years to come to pass. And so I want to encourage you. I'm just a dreamer. I'm a lover. I'm a dreamer. I'm a fighter. I'm a daydreamer. I've always, when I was sitting in class, used to sit there and daydream about things that I wanted to do in the future, you know, and God would show me little clips throughout my life of things to come, you know, and not everything has come to pass, but some of it has. This right here is a dream. Me being able to reach out to you in the community is something that was conceived, that I moved on, and that I had faith in. Was it easy? Was I nervous? Yes, I was nervous. And if I don't get nervous every time I get on this line to speak to you all, then something's not right. And so because I want to be able to lift somebody up or educate, encourage, or my guests do that, and that's just basically what it is having that dream and walking in that dream. Now, I'm not going to get off track because we're going to get into a little bit of definitions real quick before my first caller calls in. Proverbs 16:9, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Yes. Have we been disappointed at some times? Yes, we have. Sometimes maybe I've wanted certain things to go a particular way, you know, and yes, there has been many disappointments along with the many accomplishments. And so, yes, sometimes you get a little bit discouraged, but I encourage you to be around people that have dreams too. If you are looking to move forward in life and you are looking to be successful or whatever that may mean to you, get around people that have dreams, that have desires, that are working towards those things. And I'm not just talking about a job. I'm talking about a God-given purpose that you have within you, your purpose for being on this earth before you leave out of here. What have you done to say that, yes, I feel good about me? You know, this I've accomplished whatever it is that I set out to do in my life. No, has everything been perfect? Has everything been right? Has everything fallen into place? My life right now don't understand for the life of me. This is one time in life where I am truly clueless and going strictly on faith this entire year. Because I have every reason in my logical mind to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm getting, it's a wrap, I'm throwing in the towel. But there's something that God put within me since I was a little girl that I cannot shake. Some things that I haven't done yet that I want to do. Some visions he showed me that I have to bring forth that just won't let me go. So I'm encouraging you. Step out on faith this year. If you don't have a dream or you feel like it ain't going to come to pass, look, some of us been waiting for a long, long, long time. I have been doing Diamonds in the Rough. This month makes 16 years. So be encouraged. You know, one thing I've learned about being in the Lord that sometimes he'll answer your prayers instantly. And you're like, oh, shoot. Wow. And then sometimes things take months or it may take years. Am I happy? No. No, do I want to wait years for it. But I understand that I love the Lord and I'm trying, and I know he loves me more than I can ever love him. And so I'm trying my best to stand firm on the promises that he has given to me and he has shown me. So I'm encouraging you to do the same. I'm going to break it down to Acts 26:16. It says, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you. Now, he was talking about Saul before he came Paul on that Damascus road experience when he was blinded and he had a heart change at that particular moment when God was speaking to him in person. And, you know, the light came and he couldn't see. But God was transforming his heart right at that point. That was the beginning of a turning point, a pivotal point in his life. And so there we see that he is telling him to rise and stand on your feet. Now, some of you that know me real close, rising and standing on my feet ain't as easy as it used to be 15, 16 years ago when I first started Diamonds in the Rough. When I was on fire and the zeal and the finesse was there and I had energy and I was about 80 pounds lighter, it's different. But I got to trust God that the knowing that he has done some good things within me and that he's put some things in me that I didn't have 16 years ago. Because if this was 16 years ago, I would have been gave up. So I'm encouraging you to keep on moving, keep pressing, keep doing what you got to do. This particular broadcast, my midwife wasn't a church-going woman, or what should I say, at the time when she put this in my heart, and it was really a confirmation of some things that other people had told me. She was a midwife. You know, not all the time are you going to have people that you go to church with in the church walls that are going to encourage you when you got a dream. Sometimes that might be the very ones to shoot you down. I'm a witness, but I want to encourage you, even people who don't believe in your dream or your vision. If you know that you know that you know, you keep it moving and you close your ears, you shut your ears down to the mouth of the naysayers. I don't care what title they hold. I don't care what office they hold. I don't care who they are within the church. If God put something in you and he has conceived something in your heart for you to do, an assignment, a mission, or whatever, I tell you right now, you better listen to the Lord. You better listen to the Lord. That's all I got to say, because he chastised those he loves. And I, believe me, chastisement don't feel good. Coco was a midwife. Preacher 719. Savannah Gaskill, Channel 5, there's been so many people that God has planted and stepped in. Because when you have a dream is a series of thoughts, of images, sensations occurring within you. It's like you contemplating doing something, stepping out on faith on something. That's why it says faith to faith, glory to glory. You imagine it first. Like you want that ice cream at Dairy Queen or something, you imagine that thing in your mind. You're like, oh my God, I gotta have that flavor of that particular ice cream. And then you start to verbalize, I think I'm going to go get that ice cream. Then the next thing you know, you at Dairy Queen. And then what you doing? You eating that ice cream. So this is a process and it takes time. We become pregnant and we conceive an idea after it is imagined, and then it's our time to create. And that is why it said that the Lord in Proverbs 16:9 will establish your steps, because he knows the outcome. He knows what's best, and sometimes it may not be easy to trust, you know. Sometimes it may not be easy because you never trusted nobody in your life. You never had reason to. So this right here is something that's going to be a learning experience for you to be able to trust a little bit more, like a little baby when he is walking. And then the baby grows up. And so my baby is 16 years old. If you would like to register for Promises 7, Running Into Light Workshop 5, you could do that. I'm still giving people opportunity for the special at $40 per person to submit that money if you want to be on the registration list for February the 10th next year, which is going to be taking place in the Black Rock area. You have all the information up there. You can call me. I don't want to go too much into my first caller's time. I just want to take a 30-second break and put a little bit of music in here, and then we'll get into her bio and have her to talk and share her story as a cancer survivor. Okay, I got to stop it right there. That's Am I Dreaming by Escape. That's an old school throwback. I'm going to read Asante Green Robinson's bio. Asante is 43 years old and is a member of the Break the Silence Network. BSN's mission is to provide breast cancer awareness within the Black community. Mrs. Green Robinson is a two-year breast cancer survivor, praise God. She travels throughout the region giving her testimony from breast cancer patient to survivors to give them hope within their lives and help to save lives. So we're going to have her on right now.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, this is Cherie. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well, Cherie. I just first want to thank God for giving me the courage and the wisdom and the understanding to make this dream of telling my story to save lives a reality. So thank you for giving me the platform. You know, Break the Silence, this network really started out of a need to, you know, hit home to Black women the importance of early detection. You know, we are dying at disproportionate rates to others because we don't do self breast examinations. We don't get our regular physicals. You know, we are afraid to talk. You know, so Break the Silence ambassadors are, you know, newly formed, you know, women who have just finished, you know, chemotherapy and radiation, who are having the courage and strength to get out there and tell their stories. And, you know, I'm one of them. But before I get into my story, I just want to talk a little bit about the risk factors of breast cancer, you know, especially for Black women. You know, simply being a woman is just one of the major factors of developing breast cancer. You know, men can develop breast cancer, but the disease is about 100 times more common in women. You know, women who have gotten their menstrual cycle before the age of 12 are more likely to get breast cancer. You know, getting older, you know, women over the age of 50, you know, who are going through menopause have a greater risk or a slighter risk of getting breast cancer. And genetics, you know, if your mom or your grandmother on either side of your family have had the disease, it's important that you know this information, you know, and that's, you know, that brings me just really to my story. You know, my breast cancer journey began in 2004 when my mom passed away of the disease. You know, I began getting regular screenings, and my doctors, you know, knowing that my mom died of the disease, they made sure that in addition to my mammogram, that I received an ultrasound. You know, I have very dense breast tissue, so you can't really see things on, you know, visible on a mammogram. So with, you know, giving myself self-breast exams, getting a mammogram regularly, and also having this last component of the ultrasound, I really, really strongly believe that, you know, this early detection, while it didn't prevent me from getting cancer, it definitely, through the grace of God, is something that is saving my life. And I feel strongly that my doctors found it early, you know, and the team of doctors that I found, you know, we have a history in our community of being terrified of going to the doctor as if they're going to give us something, you know, because of our history.
Right.
That is a fact. That's true. So I sought out at least four oncologists after February 16th on 2016 when they told me that, you know, I had breast cancer. I couldn't understand how this could be possible. And they explained to me after genetic testing that it was possible because, you know, I while I didn't carry the gene for breast cancer, I carried the gene for ovarian cancer. And so I feel that that and healthy eating was the missed component. So as a newly, you know, diagnosed coming through radiation and chemotherapy, I'm so just empowered to tell other women, you have to know your risk. You have to get genetic screening. A lot of women have told me, you know what, I don't want to know. And I'm saying to myself, how could you not want to know something that could save your life in the end? you know, no, getting genetic reading, it won't prevent you from getting cancer, but it will make you have healthy, change your diet, get healthy on that front, exercise, you know, stop eating. You know, my husband is a classic example. He says, you know, I eat vegetables, but you eat vegetables that are saturated in fat, and that's not good. So going back to my diagnosis, it was like a gut punch for me, Sheree. It was really, you know, one of the things that was very shocking, and I just leaned on my faith and on my family to get me through 8 rounds of chemotherapy. You know, I lost my hair, my nails turned black, they fell off, and, you know, 6 weeks of radiation. You know, it was hard for me, and I have a very small child. But one of the things that my doctor told me was, you know, when you have breast cancer, it's not good to lay in the bed. You know, you have to continue to live your life. You know, you rest when you're tired, but you live your – I went to work every single day. I worked out. I took care of my son. And I think that was another thing that got me through – breast cancer treatments, because the treatments are they weigh heavy on your body. And so I just encourage women who have been newly diagnosed to talk about it. That was the last component that I did not do. I was terrified. I thought people were going to look at me like, oh, she got breast cancer because, you know, maybe 20 years ago she smoked in college or whatever reason. I was just, I felt humiliated that I had this disease. And it was my friend Maya, who was also a Break the Silence ambassador. She told me, Asante, you know, why not tell people? You know, you talking about this, being so young, you know, being a year out of this could really help someone else. And so I decided to go live on Facebook. And when I went live, the number of people who inboxed me just telling me that either they were newly diagnosed or they needed to know where to get a mammogram, you know, just really made me feel comfortable in knowing that, you know, talking, the more that I talked about this all year long, the more people would come forward and maybe, you know.
Yes, and let me stop you right there.
Absolutely.
So at that point, when you started to put that information out there on Facebook, because that's what we're talking about, making dreams come true, and sometimes mm-hmm. we don't know how that dream or our purpose in life or what it really may be at some point. And so was that a pivotal moment in your life when you realized, hey, I may have be going through this ordeal myself, but I'm surviving it and I'm overcoming it. So now let me reach out to other people. Do
mm-hmm.
you think that was the moment of conception for you for this dream and reaching out to other people?
Absolutely. You know, I suffered in silence when my mom passed away in 2004. You know, so having the vision and the dream and the courage really to come forward and talk about this, I am living my dream. This has been a dream of
right.
mine to talk about
yes.
and share my story, you know, with the hope of helping one person, you know, not be afraid to suffer in silence.
Yes.
So absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I appreciate you giving me the platform to talk about this because it's so necessary.
No, absolutely. You know, to share the information, because everything that you mentioned as far as our diets, et cetera, is true. And I'm guilty. I'm not going to lie. You know,
mm-hmm.
so, and you know, we're talking about having the menstruation before 12, you know, the
mm-hmm.
hereditary genes, all of that stuff, and we don't take that into account sometimes. So I think it's a wonderful dream and a purpose that has given so many others life. So for people
Absolutely.
Who are going through this right now, what are some of the pointers you would give to them that are going through what you've already been through as far as overcoming? Yeah.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Don't sit in silence. You know, the more you talk about it, it's cleansing for your soul. you're getting it off your chest. You know, if I feel like in the history of Black people, we don't talk about why my great-grandmother died of cancer. Nobody wants to talk about these things. And if you don't get it off your chest, you're not going to, you know, it's not going to be cleansing for you. You know, for me, when I went live on Facebook, it was just an average afternoon. Then I said to myself, you know what, I need to talk about this. And then God put you in my path too, Cherie, so that I could, you know, use this as a platform to also talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And so where do you see yourself going with this, you know, with the Break the Silence Network? What is the goal that you're trying to achieve, your immediate goal for people?
Well, this would be it. My immediate goal and my dream is to just have a conversation, have a dialogue. You know, we're in the process, you know, Break the Silence Network. We're in the process of getting more training so that we could, you know, put the emotion out of it. Because when you're talking about your own cancer journey, it is emotional. It took a lot for me to begin a dialogue about myself and putting myself in the story and putting myself out there. So that's really the key ingredient to our group. We have a Facebook page, you know, and we're pointing people, either insured or uninsured, to go to Norwalk Hospital. Mary Heary is my nurse navigator, and Zarek Mena. You know, if you don't have the funds, they will find the funds for you to get a mammogram.
Can you repeat that information and tell people where to go?
Yep, Norwalk Hospital. Please call Norwalk Hospital and ask for Zarek Mena, or you can ask for Mary Heary. Just call the main number, and those two people, they were my rocks. They helped me through my treatment. You know, they helped me get to the point where I can talk about this. You know, they don't want Black women to be afraid to come forward to get treatment. You know, they've had a lot of success in the Latino community in getting women screened and getting them screened early. And so their cause, their mission now is to reach out to us. And they are asking us, the ambassadors, to be vehicles for that. And I think it's so important because in October, you know, come October, there's breast cancer awareness everywhere. But then now it's December and there's no pink anywhere. Nobody's talking about it. You know, so I think the more we talk about it and the more training we get and the more platforms we have like this to talk about it, I just think that more women will understand you don't have to sit in silence. You do not.
And how can somebody reach out to you? You don't have to give your personal phone number, but how can somebody reach out to you or the Break the Silence Network if they want to have a dialogue and they want to connect with somebody who's already been through surviving cancer? So if you can give that
information. Well, you can go on Facebook. Yes, you can go on Facebook to Break the Silence Network. It's a private group. And I am one of the administrators, so you can just mention, you know, that you heard the broadcast, and I will add you to our group. And there you can find, you know, resources where you can get your mammogram. And the thing is, I want to encourage women not to get mammograms from the mobile mammography. That is one of the biggest things in our community, that, you know, you have these mobile units come out into our neighborhoods and you get screening, and then where do your results go? You know, so it's important to go to your local hospital, Norwalk Hospital or Stanford, the Bennett Cancer Center. Go to those places so that those people have your records. They have teams of doctors looking at your records. And if you don't like what you hear, do your homework. You know, get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. There's no harm in that.
I just want to stress, too, that for anybody who might want to donate and contribute, to go to the page, reach out to Asanta, let her know that you would like to be involved and participate in some capacity. Do you have any fundraisers or events coming up with Break the Silence Network in the near future?
Yes, we do. We're actually in, you know, one of the things in our community, and I'm young. I'm 43. I love hip-hop. You know, so I want to do, and we're in the formal stages of doing a hip-hop fashion show so that we can showcase not only local fashions, but also the models will be breast cancer survivors, and we will tell their stories. And so that's
and
one of the things
that?
That's coming on the pipeline. That's probably going to be
okay.
next year in October, so I will definitely
okay.
have information on that front. But our immediate goal right now as Break the Silence Ambassadors is to continue to get training and continue to get our story out. The more we talk about it, the more, you know, women will come forward. And
yes,
so
that's
one of our goals.
It's just a blessing to even, you know, have you on to share that information, because that's what we do. Each person is teaching somebody something different or that we may not know. And so I just want to encourage you to continue doing that, because people do need that type of thing and they don't know who to talk to or where to go. So God bless
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you so much for calling in to Talk to Me Radio. And definitely stay in touch. And if there's anybody that may contact me in regards to the Break the Silence Network, I will definitely let you know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a blessed holiday.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Asanta Green Robinson. Please reach out to her on Facebook on the Break the Silence Network. I just want to reiterate some of the information. If you want to register for Running Into the Light 5, which is our Survivor of Abuse workshop, this will be number 5. You can do that. Please give me a call. If you need to work out a payment, please do that too, because I'm not a stickler. I'm willing to work with anybody that wants to attend and participate, especially for the Running Into the Light part, which is 2 to 4 o'clock on the day of the awards, Promises 7 Awards, which is taking place on February the 10th. So I want to stop there. After I tell you really quickly, I just published a new book, Jesus Had No Home, Neither Did I. It is for grades 5 to 7. It is 46 pages, 6x9 glossy. You can go to my website. You can see the Channel 12 Our Lives taping of when Gwen Edwards interviewed me, if you missed that, and me speaking on behalf of my books and the things I've published, my niece who published her book, who's 7 years old. And so you can go up there. If you'd like to place an order, please give me a call or text me the information. And all the instructions are on the website and even on this particular show page. I don't want to take up too much more time. I want to go to a very short break, but I do want to play this amazing woman's song. And I just was browsing through, and I said, you know, I'm so sick of hearing the same stuff over and over again. I want to hear some, like, funky urban gospel music, you know, something that I can vibe to and, you know, be inspired and get the word of God. And I came across this young woman's YouTube, and the songs, you know, that I heard, TikTok, Call Him, Breakthrough, a few others that was up there that I listened to, and I've been rocking to them ever since. So I said, you know what, I got to call this woman. I got to contact her because God knows I would love to have her on my broadcast. So I'm going to play a little bit of it, and then you're going to see the information on the show page to go to her YouTube, which is youtube.com, Keisha Rainey Music, ReverbNation.com/Keisha Rainey Music. It is up there, and you can find her on YouTube and Twitter too. I just couldn't fit all that information in there. But this is her song, Breakthrough.
Been living my life like everything's okay.
Everything's okay.
See, nobody knows my pain. All the hurt inside, my struggle from day to day. Each tear I cry, my daddy wipes away. So I know.
Oh, that song right there just moves me. Breakthrough. There's a breakthrough coming for you. There's a breakthrough coming for me. This too shall pass in the name of Jesus. God, y'all just don't know. Oh, let me get myself together. Okay, I'm going to read her bio, Keisha Rainey. Keisha Rainey is a native of Nashville. She began traveling and performing alongside quartet group Donnie Darrell and the Joy Boys. They took her under their wing and came out to develop and launch her career. She is thankful for that. And well, I'm reading it as though she's reading, reading and writing it. But anyway, I'm just worked up because of this song just does something to me. With the Joy Boys tutelage and via the indie label J Sound Records, Keisha released her debut album Breakthrough in 2009. That's the song you just heard, which ignited her talent as a songwriter. Keisha wrote the title track Breakthrough and co-wrote Rejoice in the Lord, which hit number one on several internet radio stations in 2010. She then went on to perform her single Breakthrough on Bobby Jones' BET Gospel Show. And it's funny because I met Bobby Jones at the Urban Impact Summit at Foxwoods when I was writing for Chocolate City News. And I opened up for Julius Pettius. And I met him there for the very first time, that interviewed Dr. Bobby in 2011 for Talk to Me. So it's crazy that she would even, okay, anyway. With growing notoriety for her debut album and her talents, Keisha captured several independent music awards. The Blockbuster Showdown 2012 Upcoming Artist Award, the Artist of the Year Award at the 2013 Gospel Music City Awards, and the Contemporary Artist of the Year Award at the 2013 Nashville Independent Music Awards. In 2014, she released her sophomore project, Lord You, produced by One Stage Music Group. And then not long after, performed the title track to her album on Bobby Jones Gospel. Known for her powerful contemporary gospel vocal stylings, Keisha continued to step out of the box, releasing an urban-inspired, feel-good, dance-infused single, I'm Moving, produced by Derek Lee and written by both Rainey and Lee, as well after taking place in a recent statewide audition. Rainey has now penned the national anthem singer for the NHL hockey team, the Nashville Predators. With her signature red hair and rock red band, out-of-the-box music, and increasing infectious zeal for life, Keisha is constantly moving, expanding her brand and music as she empowers the world. Stay tuned to see what's next for her in 2018, and I'm going to click her in right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is Keisha Rainey.
How are you doing, Keisha?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Girl, your song just, you know what? If I wasn't doing this radio show, I probably would have got up and started shouting in this room by myself.
We would have waited.
Okay. When I get all worked up, I start studying. That's why I said, look, just say nothing but Jesus that I'm doing the radio show.
That's it. That's it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, about making your dream come true. I've never been to Nashville. So what is it like out there?
Well, you know, Nashville is known as the Music City. So it's a lot of people move here actually to do music, whether it's to become an artist, or a lot of people come here that are songwriters. Nashville is that place that, you know, people come to, and it's, like I said, known as the Music City. It's mainly known, though, for country music.
Okay,
so,
yes,
you know, we have the
yes.
Grand Ole Opry mm-hmm. here, all of that, yeah. But gospel is big here. Dr. Bobby Jones, as you were reading in the bio, he's here. And he's still doing a lot of amazing things in gospel music. here in Nashville. So it's a blessing to be here in Nashville. Of course, I'm born and raised here.
Yes, and that's what you were saying. You're a native. So how was it for you as a little girl, I mean, just having music all over and in your environment? Was that a source of your inspiration when you were growing up?
Oh, most definitely. And both sides of my family, my parents, my mom and dad, were both musically inclined. My mom could sing. She wasn't a professional singer, but she could sing. My grandmother's, my dad's mom, she actually played piano. My father, he played saxophone. Went to Tennessee State University. Yeah, he was a part of the band. So I've always been around music, but I was not always around gospel music.
Right.
So that's kind of where you get the urban side of me, because I listen to a lot of R&B and just different styles of music. So it wasn't really until an adult. I mean, I've always been in church. I always sang in the choir. You know, at 6 years old, I was leading songs in the choir. So I've always been in church. But from a professional standpoint, I was not around gospel music, you know, as a professional artist. I was an adult. And that was really when I started working on my project. My first project.
You know, that's funny you should say that, because it's like, you know, everybody has their domestic road experience, you know, when they're a Christian, you know, where they go from, you know, that turning point. And so, you know, for you, it was that, because I could relate to you. I listened, I grew up to different types of music and things of that nature. And, you know, with doing spoken word, I wasn't doing spoken word for the Lord when I first started it. I was doing spoken word and being a lyricist for totally different reasons. So I understand, you know, where you're coming from, and you grew up in the church and in the choir. So when did you know that you had a gift and that you were going to be using that gift for the Lord?
Well, here's the thing. So from I always say this. It probably sounds funny, but I knew when I was, I'm going to say, in my mother's womb, that I wanted to be a singer.
Right.
You know, before I could walk, I knew that I wanted to be an artist. And like I said before, it wasn't a gospel artist. It was just I knew I wanted to be a singer, kind of like a Beyonce or something like that. When it came, I was taking voice lessons, right? And that was the moment when it was like, okay, well, what style of music are you going to sing? You know, because like I said, I was urban, I was, you know, all those types of things. And so it was kind of like, okay, well, you love God, you've always been in church, you know, I couldn't really see myself doing anything else but that, you know.
Right.
Because I love God, you know, and that's just, I mean, it was kind of like a no-brainer for me.
Right, right.
So from there, the company that I was taking my voice lessons with, we did a demo. Things kind of went sour, and ended up leaving that company. And actually had, so it was a really bad experience for me, and I actually stopped singing for a minute. The love for singing was gone. I was even questioning God, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Because if I'm supposed to be doing this, why am I going through that right there?
Right.
You know, and so what happened was, it was probably around September when I left this particular company, and this was several years ago. And there was a radio angel here in Nashville that wanted me to do their birthday celebration. And, of course, I was still feeling some kind of way, you know, not really wanting to pursue music anymore. Went, you know, I said, okay, I'll do it. Ended up doing that and met a quartet group who was actually at the celebration. And they loved what they heard and was wanting to work with me. And I was like, I'm not ready. I just got out of one situation, not really ready to go into a whole nother one and have the same thing happen again, you know.
Right.
So about a year later, you know, they came to me again, were still interested. And I had been praying about it to God, you know, show me what it is I need to do. And the thing is, I never doubted that that's what I was supposed to do. Never doubted. You know,
right.
It's just a thing of, you know, how that experience will get you and it'll have you think, okay, now you need to be doing something totally different, or you just don't need to be doing this at all. And a lot of times
right.
the enemy will speak to you that way. And so I decided to, you know, start working with them. And Breakthrough was actually the song, was the very first song that I started writing. And it was because of the struggle
mm-hmm.
of me trying to get back to where God was wanting me to get back to, just that whole feeling of, should I be doing this? I had a horrible time trying to lay down my vocals. I had sinus issues. It was just all of those things. And you know how they can get into your mind. And
right.
that's where Breakthrough came from. That's
my
exactly
God.
Where Breakthrough came from. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never realized how much that song would minister to me years later when I needed it most.
Yes.
Yeah.
And minister to me. Because I
wow.
before I even got in contact with you, I started posting your song, you know, telling people listen, or this song is dope, or whatever.
Wow.
And Breakthrough, you know, we all go through seasons and stages where we're trying to push through something, and then
yes.
we can understand and relate to you in the aspect of when you have a, you know, gifts and talents, you're like, Lord, is this right? Is this right? You know,
mm-hmm.
should I move this way? And then, you know, when you're getting, that's what I was talking about earlier, the disappointments, you
yes.
know, and when you've been let down so hard.
Yes.
You know, it's a trial to pull back up from that. And that's why
yes.
I said you got to get away from the rats, the imps, the skimps, and the tricks, because if you surround yourself with people that ain't going nowhere and doing nothing, there's
Come
no
on.
Way you can encourage each other. And so,
Come on.
I mean, when you were going through that, how, for somebody that's where you was, how did you get yourself up out of that? I'm spiritually, is what I'm saying.
Well, this is what I did at that point, because I was working. I think I had gotten laid off at that moment. It was just a lot of things, you know, that were going on.
Right, right.
And what I did, I just started reading the word. And actually, that day, I was at home. I ran me some bath water. And I had a candle, lit my candle, and as I'm reading, God was just speaking to me, this too shall pass. It won't
yes.
always be like this. You got to understand that. We're going to have trials. That's just
yes.
life. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not necessarily about God removing the trials. It's us learning how to deal with them. What to do
right.
when those trials come. And it's not
right.
giving up. You cannot give up. We were not
mm-hmm.
built to give up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not built to
yep.
give up. It's learning how to deal with each trial that comes. And it's understanding it too shall pass. Whatever it is
yes.
you're going through, whoever's listening right now, you may be going through something right now, whatever it is you are going through, no matter how big or how small, you got to know and be encouraged. It's not always going to be like that.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. You're encouraging me tonight. You just don't know.
Yes.
For real. Y'all heard
that? It won't
that?
Always be and, like that. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so as you continue to move on, you know, and you saw, you know, you took that space, you took that baby step out of, you jumped out of that tub, and you took that baby step towards making it happen again. So what was going through your mind, you know, as you were, you know, transitioning into newness, you know, before you got to this two CDs?
Well, you know what? I've always been one who works hard and believes in you have to work for what you want. I believe that God will make provision. You know, I believe that God will open doors, but I know that I have to put forth the effort
right.
as well. You know,
yes.
he's not going to do it all by himself. I have to do my job as well to make everything happen. And so it was about me being able to record my vocals, taking care of my voice. It was about me having faith. It was, you know what I mean? All
yes.
the different things that you have to have in order for God to be able to use you. And the thing
right.
is, people were always being blessed, and they would let me know. And that right there was the blessing that I need. When I know that I'm blessing people, that's a blessing for me. People, it's like, I'm more blessed than you are being blessed. You see what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yes. Yes. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
Which is why I've been doing promises. That's why I've been doing the fundraiser and all of that and commemorating, not just commemorating Diamonds in the Rough, but blessing others who have been blessing people
yes.
and encouraging
yes.
other people who are in leadership
yes.
like me and who are
yes.
stepping out the boat and trying
yes.
to do things. Because a lot of times people are doing things, they're not getting the funding, they're not getting the money, and God bless you if you are, but you know, they're not getting
yeah.
all the, you know, it's a starving artist in the beginning of the
yeah.
industry.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I'm trying to say. And here's the thing. If artists are out there and they're just singing, just to be singing, and they're missing the whole thing. They're missing the whole thing. If you're singing and you're not changing lives, or if you're not sparking something to make somebody think or to give somebody hope, and that you're not trying to do that, you're missing the whole thing. I don't care. Honestly, I don't care what genre you're doing. If you're not
right.
trying to change lives, you're missing it. For
mm-hmm.
me, where I am now, I've been in this since, 2000? I started recording 2008. I've done a lot of music. I've done a lot of live performances, and God has really opened up. He's continuing to open up doors, and I'm in a new place right now, even musically. And really trying to find my place in that and just trying to listen, because God is really expanding. One of the things that I've never done is put God in a box. And I believe that
right.
my ministry is, or even the Keisha Rainey brand, is beyond the four walls of the church.
Yes.
It's beyond the four
Absolutely.
Walls of the church.
Absolutely.
If we're just focused on the church and what's in it, we're missing it. They are, most of them already know who God is. So what about the people outside who
right,
don't know
right.
him? Who's reaching them?
right.
What are we doing to reach them? You see what I'm saying? We're reaching the church, but the church is already, I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Keisha,
so my phone,
look, I just had wrote down witnessing for the kingdom, whether you're in the
yeah.
marketplace or not, because Jesus
that's
went to the highways
it.
And the byways. And
do
your
that.
Gift,
that's
your talent, what, how he gave it to you, the avenue and the road you're taking ain't going to be the same avenue as and the road somebody else is taking and being used. So a doctor
you know
can
what?
Be used. Come on
it
now.
It ain't nothing else to say. You just look. You said it all. There's nothing else to say. That's it. That's it. We all have a different journey. We all have a different path that we're on. No one
right.
person is going to be the same. And if it is, something's wrong. You copying or something. You're not following where God is taking you. And I think that's important.
Yes, absolutely. So where are you... You know, far as now, the projects that you have out now, you have, what is it, two or three albums?
I have two albums, and I have one Christmas single that was released as well. And then I have one of my most recent singles, I'm Moving, that's out also.
Okay. And so what do you have coming up? I know I'm up here in Connecticut. If God knows, I'm praying to God he released me out of this region altogether. I've been trying to leave, but every time I keep coming back, I don't know what's going on. But
that is so
I've been
funny.
Trying to break free. But anyway,
so
tell us. Yes, it is the God's honest truth. Oh, Lord. But tell us what it is that you have coming up as far as, like, events or anything that you have in your area of where you're at now or where you're going to be.
Right now, I am singing for the Nashville Predators, like you said in the bio, which is our NHL team's professional hockey.
Yes.
I am doing that. I'm doing the national anthem for them. So I'm one of the national anthem singers. So
okay. That
has been such an amazing opportunity for me. I've sung the arena that I sing at Bridgestone is it holds 17,000, so that 17,000 people every time I sing, and it's televised as well. I've had to sing O Canada, the Canadian anthem, and so that's gone over to Canada as well as parts of the U.S. So I'm really, really excited about that. The next time I sing, it will be January 8th, and it comes on Fox Sports. So look at Fox Sports in your area because it should be televised. Yes. I don't have anything right now in my area. I just did it was a Christmas event at one of our mega churches here in Nashville, Mount Zion. And it was and it was in memory of those who have cancer, and it's for the holidays. So I just did that.
Wow, isn't that something?
It was Sante.
Who was talking about? Oh my God!
Wow! So right now, musically, I'm really excited. Like I said, I'm going to a whole nother, just expanding my music, and kind of looking for. The right producer that can give me what I'm looking for. So I've got a producer now, and we're just trying to get some music, you know, together and things like that. So I'm really excited what's to come. I'm really excited. So just be on the lookout.
Yes, and I'm excited for you,
different.
Too.
Yes,
and I know you're going to be going great places, and God is going to open up that door. He said our gifts will make room. So
absolutely.
And you're encouraging, you're inspiring, you're giving the word of God through your music and your message. And, it's, you know, for people who like that funky urban sound that come out of the R&B, you know, world and the jazz and all of that, you know.
And so I love
it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a guest. And just put your information out there again.
Before I even do that, let me say thank you so much for this platform. I do not take it for granted. Thank you for reaching out
You're
to
welcome.
Me. Thank you for sharing my music. Thank you for loving my music. It means the world to me. Thank you to your listeners for tuning in. Please follow Keisha Rainey, A-R-A-I-N-E-Y. Again, that's Keisha with two E's. Rainey, R-A-I-N-E-Y. I am on Facebook. Please go and like my Facebook fan page, which is Keisha Rainey Music. My personal page is full, so I'm trying to move everybody to my music page. I do post there. When you listen to this interview and you love what you heard, please go and post on my wall. Let me know that you enjoyed it. Also, you can share it on your wall as well. We would love that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. Just look up Keisha Rainey again as well. And find my music. I'm on basically all digital download outlets. So that's iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, you name it. I'm on there. And I pray that you're blessed by it.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you know I'm going to ask you, because I know we may not be streaming, but if they go back and listen to the show after it's done, they can always listen to the archive. Can you give us just a little something? Just sing us a little bit and take us out.
Oh, wow. And my voice is lifted.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, here we go.
Here I am, Lord, to worship. Here I am, Lord, to bow down. Here I am, Lord, to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful to me.
Is that good?
Yes. I'm going to give you some snaps like the poets do it.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so, so much. God bless you. And you have a beautiful holiday. And
thank
hopefully
you.
We'll stay in touch. Yes, I got two legends. They are legends coming on, R&B and a gospel legend on the 15th.
Oh,
you got to
awesome.
Tune into that show. Yes.
Most
so,
definitely.
Yes, so God
Absolutely.
Bless, and I'll stay in touch definitely. Have a blessed night.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
There you have it. That was gospel recording artist. That was gospel recording artist Keisha Rainey from Nashville, Tennessee. Check her out. Go listen to her music and support her, buy her music. And I heard you.
No.
And we will be, and we will be. And we.
The doors will be locked. Okay?
Excuse me, I happen to.
No, the doors are locked.
I
okay.
know, but you're
elevator
interrupting
only.
Me.
Elevator only, okay?
Oh, my God. Anyway, Talk to Me Radio listeners, we are going to be tuning back in on January 15th. Listen in. We have some legendary artists who will be coming on. Thank you so much. God bless for tuning in to Talk to Me Media for our end of the year holiday show. And we got to excuse some very rude people. And God bless you. Have a good night.